Hey guys, you don't sell anything on here, so the only thing I ask is that you help spread the word on this podcast so we can help more entrepreneurs make more money, have more time, and create the freedom they want in their lives. But the only way we can do that is if you rate, review, and share this thing. My single ask for you is to leave a review. It'll take about 20 seconds, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it may help another entrepreneur.
Workout split. What's your workout split?
Pickleball, upper body, pickleball, lower body. Sometimes we play a third pickleball day, and then ball body. Those are my workout splits.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Yeah, my workout splits are chest and back and arms is my workout number one. I do calf raises in between everything.
Calf raises every day.
Calf raises every day. Yeah. I do a superset. I do a chest.
Trying to grow cows.
I do like a chest and back, and then I do calf raises in between each set. And then when I do biceps, triceps, then I do calf raises in between each set. And then I'll finish with another chest and back, and I'll do calves between each set. That's like one day. And second day follows a very similar sequence, except for it's shoulders, back, arms, biceps, triceps, basically. And then I do legs and traps. And then, so that's 3 days. The fourth day is, again, chest and back, arms, legs, traps again, and then finish with shoulders, back, and arms. So.
Oh my God, how long are you at the gym?
Yeah, I'm there for a while. I'm there for a long time, yeah. And it's like one of my favorite times of the day because not only am I growing physically, but I have my earbuds in and I'm listening to two books. I'm listening to podcasts, listen to YouTube videos, and it's literally the only time that I consume information throughout the day. So it's like I don't consume information throughout the day. That's my only time I do it. So I definitely spend a lot of time at the gym.
Is that because you like to consume information?
I do like to consume information, but at the same time, like I don't have. I just block it off of my time that I'm doing both things at the same time. And then depending on if I'm, like sometimes I'll walk after the gym and that's when I'll get on my phone and get in the Facebook group or make stories. Or if I'm not walking after the gym, then I'll come home and then I'll probably work for a little bit and then eat dinner. So, which goes into the next question of like, what do you eat?
What do you eat? For breakfast, my breakfast is always consistent, if I eat it. The only inconsistency is sometimes I don't eat it. For breakfast, I eat turkey bacon, egg whites, and an English muffin. And if we have strawberries, I will eat strawberries, because I love strawberries.
Yes.
Lunch is the most varied meal of the day for me. Lunch is a turkey sandwich, often. Love me some deli turkey. Throwing it on some 45 calorie Sara Lee delightful bread. Light mayonnaise, and maybe some chips and salsa on the side. It's like an ideal lunch. And then dinner, 90% of the time is something Mexican. So we always have ground turkey in the house. My preference is ground turkey. And whether I put it into a tortilla, I do a salad, I do nachos, I do a taco bowl, but 90% of the time it's a spinoff of Mexican. And then lately I've been getting into some grilled chicken. So I marinate it and then I grill it and eat it. It's so good. Chicken rice. Nice.
What's your dessert of choice?
Probably froyo.
Froyo?
Yeah. What's your favorite place again? There's only one place here.
What's their name?
Yeah.
Only one froyo place?
Yeah.
The one over by Safeway.
Used to be Use for All?
I used to be Use for All, yeah.
There used to be one called
Toppers.
Yeah,
Toppers. Essie's.
Like Essie's. Oh yeah,
Essie's.
Toppers,
yeah.
What was that?
Toppers is in Arizona. Oh. Yeah, we used to like that one too.
But Genuine, being only three houses down, we've gotten a few free ice cream cones, we'll just say that.
Yeah.
Frequent enough flyers that we've had some free ice cream cones.
Yeah. My food plan, it varies just depending on what my target is, but right now I'm eating turkey. There's like this whole turkey that we get from Costco.
Turkey breast. breast.
It's like a turkey breast, but it's a whole. So it's not sliced, it's whole. And you have to cook it.
It's like when you go to the deli and they actually slice you deli turkey, it's like what they slice it off of.
Yeah, so the big thing, we just get the whole thing. It's amazing because you don't have to cook it. You don't have to, like, I slice it and I cut it up.
It's like Thanksgiving.
It's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, and the macros are amazing. This is really like a 1/2 gram of fat, 12 grams of protein and 0 carbs. Like, it literally gets no better for like an actual protein source.
Chicken can't even beat that.
Chicken can't beat it. Oh. And you don't gotta cook it. So I eat turkey 3 times a day. Yeah, so a macronutrient, there's 3 macronutrients that equate a calorie. So if you know what a calorie is, then there's 3 nutrients that create what are people known as a calorie, and those are carbs, fats, and proteins. And for like calorie efficiency, like protein is the most calorically effective when it comes to building muscle, maintaining muscle, and saving muscle mass. And so if the diet primarily revolves around protein being at the core of it, then you fill in the remaining calories that have fats and carbs. Despite your goal, whatever you're trying to gain weight, lose weight, or stay the same, protein is at the core of it. So
get the muscle move now.
Flex.
Yeah, one of these. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So I always look for like, what is the most efficient source of protein? And I literally went on this like, this phase in my life where I found like what I call tier 1 proteins, which are the food has 90%, like the food is 90% plus protein. That's like a tier 1 protein. And then I put it down, like if it's 80 to 90% and then 70 to 80% all the way down to like what I consider a non-protein is something that's less than 50% protein, right? So like, for instance, things like protein bars are actually less than 15% protein. So it's like a marketing ploy. Like, they're actually not good protein sources, right? Good or bad is irrelevant, they're 45% protein. I just equated a number to it. Where something like turkey breast and chicken breast are 95% protein. So it's not whether something's a protein or not a protein, it's just how much of a protein is it. So turkey breast, that's my main thing. So for my first 2 meals a day, I literally just eat turkey breast and I put them in like a little lettuce wrap. And I do different sauces and seasonings. So mayonnaise, spicy mayonnaise, Greek yogurt, ranch dressing, and then I'll season with like ranch seasoning, rotisserie chicken seasoning, and like almost each bite is like different. So like that's where I get my variety, is not in the food itself, but in how I sauce and season it. But I literally eat the same thing almost every single day. Actually, I just eat the same thing every single day.
Not almost.
Yeah, I just do it. Yeah, that's just what I eat. And then, so those are my first 2 meals are the same. I'll usually eat some pickles and some cucumbers, again, to add a little bit of variety. And then for dinner time, it's usually the same. Sometimes I'll have, if we have people over, I'll eat ground turkey. Or if Kitty makes grilled chicken, I'll eat the grilled chicken as well. Same thing, I'll put it in the little lettuce wraps. And then at dinner time is also when I'll eat my dessert, which is protein cereal. So there's like 2 protein cereals. There's Premier Protein chocolate, which is
so
good. And then there's Special K protein cereal, which is a newer cereal. And those are my 2 desserts. Then I'll put them in Greek yogurt and syrup. I'll do sugar-free syrup with them. And then those are kind of like my treats. And then pretzels. I'm like getting down on pretzels a lot lately. And
okay. So I think there's only been one thing that's not a protein source that you've talked about eating. What else do you eat that's not a protein source?
Pretzels are not a protein source. All the sauces and seasonings are not.
Okay.
Not protein sources.
Like pretzel chips or like a soft.
Oh, pretzel chips. Yeah. So like chips in a bag.
Yeah. Like the loop-de-loop pretzels.
And what I've been doing lately too we have Nutella and peanut butter, so I've actually been dipping the pretzels in peanut butter and Nutella and getting a little bit of flavor that way too. So it's bomb. It's really bomb. So majority of the calories come from the peanut butter and Nutella. But yeah. But when everything else is very calorie efficient, then it's like there's room for it basically. Again, despite whether you're cutting or gaining weight or maintaining, like that's why I think it's important to have that foundation of the protein sources. So.
So can I ask, when you guys go out, do you guys count just as much going out, or do you actually, like, you know, we're out, we're gonna have a drink, we're gonna enjoy ourselves, it's only the one night, yeah, this month that we find out we're gonna do it or whatever, or are you so strict that you, when you go out, you get that? What's...
Yeah, I think it just depends on the situation, but when we go out, I think we like to, like, if we're gonna go, if we go out, we do it because we can't get that at home, right? So
not always. That would be our preference, like sushi. Sushi is honestly one thing that we don't make at home, so we will go out and eat.
But we don't normally like we wouldn't choose to go out.
Not just us two, anyways. If we have guests in town, like, we'll go out and go to a regular, like, It Works or something where they have everything on the menu. Now, whether or not it is. It's not like, I think we are just conscious of what we eat.
So it's totally okay. I was just asking.
No, it's good. No, that's good.
This is a good question.
Yeah. We'll eat whatever. Like, we'll eat the fries, we'll eat whatever it is, and again, we'll just account for it. That's all.
Yeah.
And whether it...
It all counts.
It all counts, yeah.
It all counts whether or not we count it.
Whether we count it or not, it all counts. So, we will account for it. Like, I've been tracking my food for many, many years. Katie is off and on, but currently on. And it's just more about just
how that you track, also the more that you, it's really easy to, like, calculate what eating out would be. Like, if you've never tracked before and you go out and you try to track what you're eating, like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But we've done it so much that it's doable.
Yeah. And the point of tracking.
That's right. Practice makes progress.
We don't do perfect.
We don't do perfect.
Yeah. I think the reason why tracking is so valuable is because we don't have, like, I don't look at food as being good or bad. I just see it as, like, it's just food. And, like, in my head, it's just like, it's actually just a number. So now, how it makes me feel, or is there a situation I know certain foods don't make me feel very good. And depending on what I have after I'm going to eat is going to dictate whether I eat that or not. A lot of times I'm like, sometimes, like, I don't even care. Like, I know I'm going to feel like crap and I'll still eat it anyway. Right. But I'm like, oh, I know that I have something to do after this. I probably won't eat that. Or if I'm specifically on a specific goal, then the goal supersedes my feelings of what I want. But it just comes down to more making a logical decision rather than an emotional decision, which why I think food is so valuable. We talked about earlier with me coaching people, is because most people make the decision on food on emotions rather than logic. And when you can teach people that they can act despite their emotions and their feelings and, like, act logically, then that's a skill in itself. That transcends weight loss. It goes into business, goes into parenting.
On top of that, like, emotional decision making in terms of food, one thing that Dr. Kashi always taught us was, you're not necessarily saying no to food. It's not always about the no. What are you saying yes to? By saying no to that, what are you actually saying yes to? And it's your goals. If you have weight loss goals, if you have, like, focus on that. Focus on what you're actually gaining.
Yes to feeling good. I'm saying yes to believing in myself. I'm saying yes to practicing.
The plan.
Yeah, just... practicing sticking to a plan. I'm practicing integrity. I'm practicing on saying I'm following through on my commitments. Mm-hmm. Right? So what are you saying yes to? That's the other side of the equation. So, and then the last question from Mick White, how much money do you make, Katie?
Well, the cleaning business makes $1 million.
What's your paycheck say?
I don't get a paycheck.
Oh man, that sucks.
You've never given me a paycheck since day one.
No paychecks.
I've never been paid. Nick, I have never been paid.
This is why you gotta marry good help.
Free help.
Yeah, I think the money is just, like, it all.
But do you guys share?
Yeah.
Everything
is. Oh,
husband and wife, you share that, or do you guys have a separate?
Nope, we have one bank account. And so this is actually a great question. So all of our money goes into I shouldn't say that. It appears we have lots of businesses, but most of our, outside of our cleaning business, all the other businesses we have are real estate businesses. So they each have their own bank accounts. And so we keep the money separate in all those accounts. They have their own QuickBooks. They have all their own classifications. And so the answer to the question is, it's actually really complicated because there's lots of money that comes through all these places. But the way that we categorize it is, we have our cleaning business, we have our real estate, and then as of recently, we have the consulting, right? So those are kind of our three main streams of income coming in. And so from the cleaning business, and it obviously keeps growing, but anywhere from, you know, 20 to 30,000 like profit a month, I guess, is what that thing makes. And then the real estate is it's very seasonal. I would say it's very seasonal, but right now during the summertime it's the biggest season. And so it's netting how much? Like free cash flow after everything's paid for, after all the mortgages and all the expenses, it's 8 to 10. Yeah. And then the consulting we're doing, again, it's inconsistent. And so I think to date, it's made over 50,000 in revenue, and the expenses, I don't know how much the expenses have been.
QuickBooks will say it.
Yeah. So, but most of what we use the consulting money for is to go back into like doing videographers and like paying editors and a lot of the stuff that at in the beginning cost us lots of money, and then there's an income coming in. Now we're able to pay for these things instead of coming out of our personal savings, now the consulting is basically paying for like the video editing and
brand building.
Exactly. So it's, which makes it sustainable, which makes it, allows us to keep doing it. Because if we kept on having to payroll it out of our own pocket, it eventually, like, then it becomes a liability, and we don't like liabilities. So that's a long answer for a short question.
All the money.
All the money.
Just kidding. No, none of the money, because I've never gotten a paycheck.
No.